Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Wooten picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wooten. Edwards scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wooten out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wooten, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Moncrief moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moncrief moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Edwards is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Wooten hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cozar takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Boudreau covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Moncrief moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards center field. Wooten picks it up and throws to third to catch Moncrief for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Carden Gillenwater pinch hits for Dick Welteroth. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and has Mitchell trapped. There's the throw to Christman who tags Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kozar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Evans and he is out, Christman applying the tag. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.